This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome again. Bruchim Abam. Masechta Nedarim, Daf HaShavua. The Mishnah said on Pehei Amid Aleph that if a woman says, She'eni Oisi Al Picha, I will not be working for you, it doesn't have to be annulled. Rabbi Kiva says, you do annul it. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says, you don't annul it. But the bottom line is that if she says, I'm not going to be working for you, it seems like the basic neder is not chal. However, the Gemara had a stira to that. The Gemara brought the case where somebody who's makdish, maisa yidei ishtoi, and the moisar, Rabbi Yochanan Hasandor said, is chulin, so that's a raya that inad adam makdish davar shalabai la'olam. So we have somewhat of a contradiction. Could you be makdish davar shalabai la'olam? Could you not be makdish davar shalabai la'olam? After all, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, and Shmuel said the halachas like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that if a man, if she says, I'm not going to work for you, you should annul it, because when you divorce her, then the neder will be chal, and you won't be able to take her back. So the question is, when you divorce her, the neder will be chal. That implies adam makdish davar shalai haya ba'olam, right? And Shmuel said the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and yet Shmuel also said that the moisar is chulin, which implies ein adam makdish davar shalai ba'olam. And the only way we had to reconcile these two teachings is what Rav Huna, Breid Rabbi Yeshua, said, where she says, Yikadshu yadai le'oisein. I'm sanctifying my hands for what they produce, because her hands are in the world. So Gemara says, what do you mean her hands are in the world, but her hands are meshubet to the Baal? So the Gemara says, no, I'm makdish my hands when I'm divorced. But she's not divorced. So that's where we're sort of stuck, up the creek without a paddle. So now the Gemara wants to say, no, the reason why she could aser her hands for a later time, El Amar of Ashi, Shani Kainamais. Kainam is different. Dechi Kedushas HaGuftami, because they are like the sanctity of the entity itself, as opposed to something that only has sanctity for its value, like something donated lebedek habayis. This has actual kedushas haguf, and since it has kedushas haguf, ukidarava, like Rava said. Rava said there are three things that its sanctity or its isser is so inherent that it could even be mafkia a shibud, meaning even though technically right now her hands are meshubet to the Baal, but if she's makdish them, then it will be chal when she's divorced. Why? Like Rava said, hekdesh, chametz, v'shichrur, mafkiyin midei shibud. This, in all these three cases, we're talking about something which is called an apoytiki. Apoytiki is where you say, you borrow money, and you weren't able to pay back, but you say that the lender could collect from a specific item. He has a lien on a specific item. So let's say you made food, the apoytiki, what the lender is going to collect from. So if you were makdish that, or if it became chametz, or if the apoytiki, the item which is going to be used that has a lien on it for a collection of a debt, was an eved kenani and you freed it, all these three processes, mafkiyin midei shibud, remove the shibud that somebody has on it. And therefore, so too in this case, when you say koinam, when the woman says koinam yadai la'oisayan, that hektish is kedushas haguf, and even though it's meshubit to the Baal, it's mafkia to the shibud. Which is a major problem, because what does it have to do with her being divorced later? Right now, it should be mafkia midei shibud. So we have to see the Ran, okay? Tapran Elam Ravashi Shani Koinama is the Kigedushas Haguf Damyon. Ravashi says Koinama is different because it's like Kedushas Haguf. Shaharehin Kikedushas HaMizbeach. It's like something sanctified to the Mizbeach. Dechihechi Dekodshe Mizbeach Ein Lohem Pidyoin. Just like something sanctified for the Mizbeach can't be redeemed. Let's say somebody says about an animal. Harezu Oila. Yeah? There is no redeeming it. Can't redeem it. It's a carbon. Kach ein poidim lekoinim. There's no redemption when you say this item is koinim. Shei mutter lemishanesar alav. That it should be mutter to who it became asr to. Bekivan de koinim kedushas agufu. Since koinim is kedushas aguf. Mafkia midei shibod. It takes out of Shibud. Shehi mishubeda sabah, that she's mishubed to the husband. V'chayil, and her koinam is chal to be mafkiah, the Shibud that the Baal has on her yodayim. V'chayil mishamachi pasak shmuel krab yochim benuri. That's why even though ein adam makdish davar shaloi ba'al oilam, Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that you could be makdish her hands. Af agav desriya l'shmuel dein adam makdish davar shaloi ba'al oilam. Mishum diyadei Isha isnehu ba'olam. Because the hands of the woman are in the world. U matzia mekadshaluhu. And she's able to sanctify them. Bekoinam. Because it's kedushas aguf shu mafkia midei shibud. Okay? Ula kaman paruch. The Gemara later is going to ask him, Kain, my area shami garshena. Then why does it only because maybe he'll divorce her? Hamei hashta chal hektish. The hektish is chal now. I have to say that when we finish this Masechta, I'm going to miss the Ran. When we say Hadrin Alach Nedarim, my Kavanah is going to be also not just the Tanoim and Amaram, but also Rabbeinu Nisim. The explanation of the Ran of the Shak Levitaria of the Gemara is Dover Nifla. Every Ran is Dover Nifla. How he explains the question and the answer. Rashi explains Bekitzer what the words of the Gemara mean. Tosis has questions and answer. But to have a Rishon that explains the back and forth of the Gemara, what did the Makshin hold? What did the question hold? What did the answer hold? That the Ran is amazing. The Amar Rava Hektish. Rava said, "Kagoin asa shoyroi apoytiki lebal chayve." Let's say you made your ox an apoytiki means basically a lien where you tell your the creditor that he should be able to collect from this particular item. V'hekdeshay acherkach lemizbech, and then you're makdish from the zech mafkia oisei hektish shibud hamalva. The hektish uproots the shibud of the malve, the goyve choyvay mimakam acher, and you collect your choyv from somewhere else. Vehu kasher lekarbon, and now the animal is kasher lekarbon. Even though a minute ago it was meshubid to the bal choyv, now it's kasher lekarbon. V'lo have a gazel, it's not considered stealing. Kiven d'lo have a kanale, because the creditor never acquired the ox, he just has a lien on the ox. He doesn't have ownership, he just has the rights to collect the debt from it. Ela leguvaya ba'alma, it's only for collection. So hektish is mafkia lidei shibud, and it's not gezel. If you're makdish, it's not gezel. So hektish or chametz, you ready for this? Yisrael sha'asa chimtzai apoytiki lo'ive kechavim. Let's say like this, Yisrael, that made chametz an apoytiki for an ovek chacham. Let's say like this. Let's say you owe someone $100. You say, okay, I'm going to give you a pie of pizza as an apoytiki, that if I don't pay it back, you collect from the pie of pizza. Fine. Especially in the five towns. A pie of pizza is basically like $100, something like that. And all of a sudden, the guy, you know, you're not paying back. So he says, I'm taking your pizza. He takes the pizza. And then guess what? The Isser Chametz kicks in. It's Erev Pesach. So the Isser Chometz is mafkia, the shibud that the creditor had on the pizza. Va'avar alav Pesach, Isser Chometz mafkia shibud ha'oved k'chavim. Now, it's only when you give the Chometz as a apoytiki to a Gentile. So it's mafkia, the shibud that the Gentile had, va'asar b'hana. And this Chometz is asar b'hana. And the chametz is aser bahana. Why did the Ran say a non-Jew? Why does it have to be a...
Mutter after Pesach.
What?
It's Mutter after Pesach.
It's Aser Bahana. I v'hodet t'nan b'perek kol shav k'cham shilvah susal achim tzai achra Pesach Mutter Hana. Mukmina Layhasam Kishaherhinu Etzlay Shemusl Etzlay Bamashkan. If you just gave it to him as a security, then it's Mutter Bahana. If you gave it to him as a security, then it's Mutter Bahana. But if it's an apoitiki, then it will become Asr Bahana. See, if I give it to you as a security, you own it, so there's no Chamash Asr Lava Pesach. Because it's like this. The point is that if you give it to a Jew, of course it's going to be Aser Bahana. Because whoever owns it, it's Chametz Shavah Lava Pesach, Meimanim Shach, either whether the creditor or the debtor. The Chiddush is that even though I gave it to the guy, so I gave it to the guy, how is it becoming Iser Chametz? It's in his Rishus. The answer is it's not in his Rishus. He just has a lien on it, but it's in the Jew's Rishus. V'shichror, Asa Avdoi Apoitiki. If you made your Eved an Apoitiki, V'shichror Lei, and then v'shichraru loive, the loive freed him. Meshuchrar, then the slave is free. Umalve goive chomakam acher. The malve has to collect his debt from elsewhere. Reflect the Gemara. If a koinam is like kedushas haguf, like Rava said, it's mafgili de shibud, then why does the Mishnah say that you have to be made for it? Because it will be chal. When you divorce her, it's chal right now. Right now when she says, my hands are hektish, it should be chal. Says the Gemara. Right? Yihachi lamalei shema yigarshana. It's chal now. So the Gemara says, there are two reasons why you need to annul it. Reason number one is, it's chal now. Because kainamais are mafgia bidei shibud. And reason number two is, because if he divorces her, then it will be really chal. Says Aran, Yihachi, the paka shibuda de baal, that the shibud of the husband is paka. If she's makdish her hands, lomali shamigar shena mehashta kaddish. It's holy now, it's kainam now, it's asr now. Says Gemara, va'oid in the Ran, Shema yigar shenu kamar mehashta nami kadosh. Really, now it's sanctified. The koinam afkir shibude de baal. Uch shetim so loymar da mu rabban lo shibude de baal. But oide tachtav. And if you're going to say that, okay, it's a strong hektish, but maybe the rabbanon made the shibude de baal very strong when he's married to her, the shavyua kiloikech gomor. Maybe he made the husband, maybe Chazal made the husband like a buyer, v'loy kemalva, not like a borrower, not like, a lender. Even if you're going to say the shibud of the husband is strong, he should still annul it. Afilu hachi yafir shami yagarshenu. By the way, so our Gemara in Nedarim is saying, again, the question is, why do you need to say he might divorce her? He asks, you should annul the nether because it's chal now. So what our Gemara is saying is, yes, you annul it because it's chal now. And even if you would argue that it's not chal now, you should annul it because it will be chal later. However, I'm sure you remember that this very sugya appeared in Masechta Ksubas. I'm sure you remember. Yevamos Ksubas. Yeah, that was the last Masechta. So it was just, you know, about 2.5 years ago, we learned that this very sugya appeared, but not identical, because that Gemara concluded that the Rabbanan did make the shibud of the husband strong and made it that the hektish is not mafkia the shibud. So v'hainu dehasam perek afal pi perek, where the Gemara answered Almur Rabban l'shibuda, there the sugya concludes that Rabbanan did make the shibud strong. V'hacha lo yidkar le, here it was only mentioned ela va'oid shema yigar shenu kamar v'da v'da achasi. There the Gemara said the Rabbanan made his shibud strong. And here all it says is maybe he'll divorce her. But what that means, maybe he'll divorce her, it means that you could argue that they made the shibud strong. So the Ran says in Taimar, V'i almu Rabban l'shibudei debal, if they made the shibud of the husband strong, deloy leichal hashta, that it's not chal, hadra kosha leduchta. The question reverts back, kivan hashta leichal, if now it's not chal, then how could it be chal later? Because later it's davar shlobo le'olam, hechichad, the hashta miyus le'megarsha, he's not divorcing her now. So the answer to that is, I mean, what the Ran is bothered by is, that if you're going to say the Rabbanan made the Shibud strong, and Taka, the husband, and the nether is not Chal now, and he can't be Mafkia Midei Shibud, then why would you have to annul it because of later? Why would the nether be Chal later? That's back to the issue. We're saying, really, we hold the Ein Adam Makdish Davar Shloi Bala Olam. So then, according to the Tzad that the Rabbanan made her his Shibud strong, then you shouldn't have to be made for it because of later. And to that, the Ran says, V'yeshamar dekivan de medina chayel, since it is chal now, it's just Rabbanon made the shibud strong. Ilav da amur Rabban l'shibude, ki almua, when they made it strong, they only made it strong regarding that he can't benefited from it now. It's only so long as they're married that there's not chal. But they never made it strong that if he divorces her, it won't be chal. If he divorces her, then it's like chal from the beginning, since it really should be chal. Listen carefully to what the Ran is saying. What the Ran is bothered by is what our Gemara seems to say. Is there two reasons why you have to be made for it? Reason number one is because it has kedushas haguf and it's mafkia the shibud of the husband, even though her handiwork is meshubah to the husband. The husband has a lien on her handiwork. When she says kainam, it's so powerful it removes the lien, and even if you're gonna say that his lien, his shibud is so strong, and the Rabbanah made it very strong, and therefore the kainam is not chal, it will be chal later. So the Ran says, what do you mean? If the Rabbanah made the shibud so strong, and he owns her handiwork now, why would it be chal later? That's makdish davar shalai bala oilam. So the Ran says, since fundamentally, really, it should be chal now, when the rabbis say that his shibud is so strong now, they only said his shibud is strong now regarding her handiwork going to him now. But regarding later, since really her hektish should be chal, it's chal regarding that it could, it's chal now regarding that it could be chal later. We only were made his shibud strong now, but not for it taking effect later. The Mishnah. Nadra ishtai. Let's say like this. Your wife made a nether, v'savar shenadra bitai. You thought it was your daughter, so you annulled your daughter's nether. Nadra bitai. Your daughter made a nether, v'savar shenadra ishtai. You thought it was your wife, so you annulled your wife's nether. Nadra b'nazir v'savar shenadra b'kamer. You thought your wife said, I'm going to become a nazir. I'm sorry, your wife made a nether, she's going to become a nazir, but you thought she was menader a karban. Or nadra become a sarva shenadra b'nazir. She was menader a karban, you thought she was menader to be a nazira. Or nadra metenev a sarva shenadra b'nazir. She made a nether, she's not going to eat figs, and you thought she made a nether, she's not going to eat grapes, and you were made for the nether on grapes. Nadra menanavim a sarva shenadra b'nazir. She made a nether on grapes, you thought it was figs. So either way, when you annulled it, you annulled it with a false information. You weren't annulling the right thing. You're annulling a wrong nether. So hareza yachzu yafar. So then he has to annul the nether again. Says the Ran, Nadra ishtai v'savar shenadra bitai. Sha'amru lai, they said to him, Shabitai nadra. Because of that, he annulled it or he upheld it. Now it's interesting, the Ran says somebody told him. He didn't hear it. That's good enough that somebody told him. Okay. V'savar shenadra b'karban. She was menadar b'naziras and you thought she was menadar b'karban. Sha'amru lai, they said to him, Sha'asar alav davar echad. Va'amra sheheke karban. They said that she asserted something, and you were told that she said it should be also like a karban. So in all these cases, what? What's that mashna?
What the Ran says, because he's saying
v'savar shenadra. V'savar shenadra karban. You're right, but why did he think that? The Ran's explaining. The reason he thought that is because somebody told him that. I mean, why would he think? If he was there and the wife said, I'm assuring te'inim, why would he think it's anavim?
Very easy to mishear one's wife.
No. They make sure you understand exactly what they want. I don't know. I hear it. That's how the Ran interprets the Savra. You're right. That the Ran is saying a chiddush. That the reason the Savra, because you were told that. All you know is she asserted something and you didn't quite get what. Right? The Ran doesn't learn the Mishnah that he misheard. The Ran learns the Mishnah that he only heard or Bechlal, in the first case, you didn't hear anything. You didn't know anything. Someone told you false information. In the second case, they told you she asked her something, and they said it was Kekarben. Hareza Yachsav Yafar. The Hakama Yafara Kamaisa, the original affirmation or annulment, Kivan de Betas Havi, it was mistaken. Loi mahani, it's ineffective. Loi midi, it doesn't do anything. V'hachi yisi b'tosefta behedya, shem heikim b'tos. If you upheld erroneously, yachal hafer, you could know it. Tanya hasam, nadra ishtai v'kiyem la. If your wife made an eder, and you upheld it, v'savra b'tai nadra. How do you read this? What is this going on? What is this, hey? V'savar. Not sure. V'savar ishtay, in other words, nadra ishtay v'kiyem la. v'savra bitay nadra, or bitay v'kiyem la v'savra ishtay nadra. So you were makayim the wrong person, harei zeh yofer. So the Gemara asks, lememra dinaya oisa dafkahu? No. Lememra deyani oisa dafkahu. This Mishnah presupposes that when the Pasuk says that yani oisa, that he annuls it for her, that the word oisa means it has to be to the right woman. Look in the Ran. Lememra deyani oisa dafkahu, the kivanach of oisa, since it says the word oisa, mashma sheyafer l'shem oisa shenedra, v'loy sheyita b'shacheres. We, presumably, the source of this din is you have to know exactly who you're annulling the neder for. If you thought it was your daughter and you annulled for the daughter and turned out to be your wife, it's not an effective annulment. So does that mean yani oisa is dafka? Does that mean yani oisa is dafka? And next week we'll see daf pe zayin. Now, what's tonight? Tuesday? I may have some conflicts coming up soon, so assume that we're going to do another Amma this week, okay? Probably Thursday night. Okay, Shkoyach everyone, have a great night. Kol Tov. Good night, thanks for coming, Kol Tov.
The first case is the easiest one to mix up. But yeah. The guy could have been sovereign, because now he could have been in another room and already heard his wife. And
right.
Daughter, or vice versa.
Right.
That was the least probable that somebody told him it was your wife or your daughter.
But, and even that case, the Ran does say that somebody told him. But, yeah. Shkoyach.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.